The Blessing of Marriage, Chapter 2. Dinner downstairs at Darcy House remained conducted in a much more somber manner, with only two attendants. Georgiana Wickham and Caroline Bingley sat across from one another in the far corner of the dining room table, from the main doors, with very little conversation. The two friends experienced a slight estrangement when Caroline confessed her altercation with Georgiana's husband in the study, including his attempts to attack her and his involvement in Lord Strange's scheme. Caroline Bingley swirled the wine in her glass as she sized up the little mouse before her. She had overplayed her hand in making such a bold declaration to Mr. Darcy about Mr. Wickham's nefarious dealings nearly instantly upon his arrival. Either Darcy was too distracted by that chit, Elizabeth Bennet, he dragged from Kent, or Caroline had not truly distinguished herself as instrumental in preserving his family and livelihood. Unwilling to give Elizabeth Bennet any credit for her abilities to captivate Darcy's attentions, Caroline decided she must not have exhibited enough yet to show Mr. Darcy how well she would play the role of Mrs. Darcy. A barely audible sniffle from her dining companion brought a swift smile to Miss Bingley's lips. That little mouse was her ticket to Darcy's heart. If she could salvage the disastrous situation of his sister's husband, Mr. Darcy would have no choice but to see Caroline as the superior candidate for his wife. After all, what was a marriage other than an alliance of social and economic forces? Oh, Georgiana, dear Georgiana, I cannot continue in such a manner. Please, tell me how I might serve our friendship and seek your forgiveness. I am wretched over how my actions have hurt you. Caroline pushed her dinner plate away as an indication her turmoil over their discord affected her appetite. With any fortune, the little sister of her true aim would begin talking and give Caroline the insight she needed to further her own plans. "'Tis not your fault, Miss Bingley. I was wrong to say such harsh words to you the other evening." Georgiana's fingers nervously picked at the tablecloth while she refused to make eye contact with the only person in her life who even attempted to make her life easier with George. "It is difficult for me now that brother has banished my poor George from the home. I know not what a good wife should do in this instance. I've had no communication from George. He has not sent for me, nor has he instructed me on how I might help him by remaining with my selfish brother." Georgiana scowled at the retelling of her helplessness. Miss Bingley's ears pricked up at the description of Mr. Darcy by his sister. She had suspected there to be a great rift between the siblings, but she had never afforded Georgiana the maturity and wit to see how her guardians had played her false. Still, Miss Bingley had to be careful. To speak ill of Mr. Darcy could very easily come back to haunt her, even if her plans should succeed. Chewing her words thoughtfully, Miss Bingley offered a vague statement about the entirely inappropriate situation developing upstairs. "I hope I have shown our small disagreement was not strength enough to send me packing from your corner." Caroline's question was made more as a statement, with a light tone. "I had expected your brother to show you more consideration and care for having to remove your husband from the home. I can only submit that the Bennet women are quite savvy at keeping the attentions of men when they so choose."
Caroline flinched and offered a sincere look of solidarity as Georgiana flitted her eyes up to meet her friend's face. "I experienced the same dismissal from my own brother when we were in Hertfordshire." She neglected to include that she had utterly failed in keeping her own brother from marrying a Bennet girl. Nor did she expound that it was in response to her own rudeness at a sick guest that her brother berated her. "You were ignored and neglected by Charles, but you are so good at insisting your needs be met. That is what I tried to do myself." Georgiana rested her chin on her hand in frustration. "I thought perhaps if I was more forceful with Fitzwilliam, he would notice me more. But instead I am utterly lost to him now, and he refuses to acknowledge any mistakes on his part, instead only focusing on my shortcomings." Georgiana looked off at a portrait of her late mother standing amongst the roses of Pemberley. Fitzwilliam had imparted that as their mother grew sicker and sicker, their father became nearly obsessed in commissioning artists to capture her likeness. With a surfeit of portraits for the late Lady Anne, Georgiana grew up with images of her mother constantly in her eyesight. She wondered how it might feel to be so cherished. Caroline hummed in agreement along with an encouraging nod in her friend's direction. This spurred Georgiana to channel her anger into a more convenient turn for Caroline's plans. "And now his actions are entirely beyond comprehension," Georgiana hissed. If these Bennet women are as penniless as you say, how is he any different from myself? Has he not also cast off all of society's demands and done precisely what he wants when he wishes, much like a spoiled child? And is he being punished for such actions?
No.
Caroline held her breath for Georgiana to continue, nodding her head in sympathy at each additional outburst. He still holds access to all of his purse strings, and I am left a beggar relation, pleading for consideration that is rightfully mine. Georgiana shoved her dinner plate away to place both of her elbows on the table. Caroline's eyes widened as another piece of the tangled mess that involved the marriage of Darcy's sister fell into place. Of course, Mr. Wickham could never be trusted with such a substantial fortune as Georgiana's dowry, but how had Darcy managed to restrict the Wickhams from the money? And if all Georgiana wanted now was the freedom of her funds, well, that was a sympathetic cause Caroline Bingley understood all too well. Her own brother had threatened to cut her off should she not make a match this same season. With her ties to the disastrous Darcys, it was uncertain if Caroline would receive the invitations she had previously enjoyed from the same coattails.
Is there anyone in your family that would be supportive in a campaign to restore the family's good name?
While the actions of your brother are unfortunate, they are not yet married. Perhaps there's still a chance that we might help you find a stronger negotiating position and your brother avoid a permanent tarnishing of the Darcy name. Caroline was careful to not add the word another before permanent tarnishing. The younger Darcy sibling grinned with genuine relief at her friend's support. You do not think it is too late? On the contrary, there is nothing London loves more than a scandal. If you and I position ourselves, perhaps with the assistance of some more powerful allies, we shall be invited to every drawing room, every ball, and every dinner the illustrious bon ton holds this season. And your version of the situation will be the accepted gossip. Perhaps with enough social pressure, your brother shall relent and restore your lifestyle.
Georgiana bit her lower lip and moved the peas on her plate around with her fork.
It was tempting, seeking social recognition for her marriage while finally punishing Fitzwilliam for his actions.
But who would possibly help her with a plan to restore the Darcy name?
Georgiana slumped her shoulders and shook her head. This gave Caroline the opening she craved.
What about your aunts?
Could either of them perhaps have an interest in making sure your brother makes a smarter match than an unwashed, unconnected woman from some backwater country? Slowly, Georgiana lifted her face with her mouth in a perfect circle of surprise.
Miss Bingley, you are now officially one of the smartest women of my acquaintance.
Georgiana laughed as Miss Bingley joined in.
Both women, feeling the encouragement of coordinated effort, resumed eating their respective dinners.
As course after course came out of the kitchen, the two began a spoken list of all of the top events of the season, to which they would relentlessly pursue an invitation.
Miss Bingley sat unsure of the endgame of her strategies, other than finding a way to separate Mr. Darcy from that harridan, Miss Elizabeth. But Georgiana Wickham provided the strongest leveraging piece to work on Darcy, and for that reason, and that reason alone, Miss Bingley would make it her aim to find a way to rid the poor girl of that demon husband. The idea was simple: save the sister, win the brother.